Yichud. Here the Tanai and the Maaser is in the get itself. He's giving her the get on a condition that he give me back the get. So such a condition cannot be good by Gershon.
Shashi b'davar echot, the get atzmai, hu atanai l'achziroi, v'hu amaisel yas get, therefore it's no good either over here. Elohim Rav Adar Rav, true, that's also the reason why it's no good over here. I'll tell you, Mishum, the tanai y'maisel davar echot, that's the reason why it's no good. So that's the Shan the Sefer. The reason why this Sefer, if you say, raise the gitcha, menashe tasmet anir,
the reason why the get is good, because he didn't go with the halachas of Hilchos Tanoim, therefore that condition is not called a good condition, so therefore even though she doesn't give back the paper, still the get is a good get. So that's why she's megareshes, because she has the right to keep on to the get.
So therefore we say the get is a good get. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold the Dafayin Heyim Beis, the third line. Ravashi Yomar Rashi says, I'll tell you Hamani Rebihi. So Rashi says, Ravashi says, Tiktoni, that's what it says, Al Menashe Tachsri Megareshes. That was the original kasha we had, that it says if a husband gives his wife the get and says that the niyar belongs to him, she's ain't the Megareshes. But if he gives her the paper and says, Al Menashe Tachsri Reini, I'm giving it to you, but you have to give it back to me, then the get is good. So the question is why? To have him in the rizd, the get is for his chal when she gives the piece of paper back. So why is the get good? So Rav Asher Yoma, I tell you, Amani Rebbe, our Mishnah goes according to, the price goes according to Rebbe. To Yom Rav Huna, Amar Rav, that kol oimer al menas, or Yom Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe, that kol oimer al menas is kaima meyachshav dami. Whoever says al menas is like he's saying meyachshav. So when the husband gave the get to his wife, he's telling her like this. Here's the get right now. The get is chal right now. With a tanai, a condition that you give it back to me later. So that's called like a matana, manas lahachzir, that's called a matana. So therefore, at the time when the husband gave his wife the get was a good get, because at that time she really owns the piece of paper. It's only later that she has to give it back to him. Must know this. Ask in Shmuel, Shmuel meyatakona, the get in the shchimera. When the shchimera, a person is very sick, says to give a get to his wife, that if he says like this, in Loimesi, you should write down in the get like this, that the Shchibra should say, in Loimesi Loye get, if he does not die, he does not want the get to be good. The Yemesi, but if he does die, Yehe get, then the get should be good. In other words, the Tanai should be kafli, should speak it out both ways. I'm only giving you a get because he thinks he's going to die. So he doesn't want his wife to have to fall to Yibum, so he's making a get now. But if he gets well, he doesn't want the get to be good. So Mari has a kasha of a lema, why don't we say the opposite way? For lema, imeisi yehe get. If he dies, the get will be good. V'yemleimeisi, if he doesn't die, lo yehe get. It won't be a good get. Like, why doesn't he say that way first? Like, he's doing the get. Let him say the way the get will be good. So the Gemara says, leimaktim inish peronosla nashe. A person doesn't talk like that to give himself punishment. Like, you don't go to say right away, if he dies, the get would be good. He'd rather first say the other way. If he does not die, the get would not be good. So the more of a lame, let him say like this. Lo yehe get im lo mesi. The get should not be good if he doesn't die. So Gemara says, no, being on tanai, koidim lemaisa. As we had before, you have to say the tanai, koidim lemaisa. So the tanai is that if he dies, says if he doesn't die, therefore, he writes down, if he does not die, then, if he does not die, then the get will not be good. So he has to say the tanai before the mice. Mask of lo rova, rova has the question back. Michti, let's see. Kol tanai mehecha gamrinon. Where do we learn out the chlal, the halachas of tanoyim, mi tanai b'nei god of b'nei ruven? Like we've learned before in the parashah in the Torah that Moshe made a tanai with b'nei god of b'nei ruven. And he told them that you want to keep your land. If you go over and fight in Eretz Yisrael, then you can keep it. So if so, I'll tell you, Mahos, I'm just like over there, Hain Kaidim Alav. It was the yes that Moshe said first, and then he said the Lav. And the Apostle says, Rashi says, Im Yav Reuben Asatim, that Moshe told B'nai God of B'nai Reuben, if you go over and fight, then you will be able to keep your land. So he has to tell them the Hain, the positive first, and then Moshe told them, if you do not go over to fight, then you will not get your land. And then the love is, after all places we have to know him, it has to be the same way also. Since so it's a kasha on Shmuel over here, lafuki yoko the lav kodim lahein. Here you're saying the lav kodim. You're saying like if he does not die, the get should not be good. That's not the no. You can't say that first. You have to say the hein first. So therefore, the Gemara says Elo Amar Rav. Rav said like this. This is the way you should write. Im loy meisi loy yeh get. If he does not die, the get should not be good. Im meisi, just say that first. Because you don't want to start off with Peronius saying bad things about yourself. So you start off like this just for an introductory and true. This is not part of the Tanai. Because the Tanai has to have the hein first. And then you're saying the la first. So this first part is just not to start off with Peronius. So first you say like this. If he does not die, the get should not be good. Now he starts the Tanai. It may see a get. If he does die, the get should be good. And he has to repeat himself. That's what he repeats himself. That means im loy meisi loy yeheget. Now explaining it. So he says really three things here. The first thing that he says, if he does not die, the get should not be good. That's only because loy makdim in his peronah selanavshay. The person does not want to start off his statement if he will die. He wants to start off if he will not die. Does not want to bring a peronah as a punishment to himself. So that's takdama. Then he says im meisi yeheget. If he does die, the get should be good. That's the hein. And then he says the lav, im lo meis lo yeget. Because bin and hein, kaidim lav. So that's the way you're supposed to write it down. The hein, kaidim, and then the lav. The Mishnah says, if the husband gives the get to his wife and tells her, harei ze gitcho al menas shetesham shi asaba. I'm giving you this get, al menas, that you have to work for my father. Al menas shetaniki es bini. Almanas, that you still nurse my son. So the Mishnah explains, Kam himini kosai, how long does the wife have to nurse the son in order to say she's mekayim the tanai, that the get should be good? Shtei shanim, she has to nurse him until he's 2 years old. We have Yehudu Reiner Shmei Nasachodish. It's enough when he's 18 months old. If the baby's 18 months old, that's the time when normally you stop nursing. So therefore you don't have to do it more. Even though the husband made a condition, stam, al manas, that you're manic, you nurse my son, but if she did it for, well, up until the kid is 18 months old, that's enough. What about meisav, then let's say the son dies before he's 18 months old. Or she meisav, or else the father dies before she gets finished working for him. So locher is a raise get, you should know still the get is good. Because she did what she could, it's still called the ki matanai, the get is still a good get. So Rashi says that hareza get techibun de loypirish midi. Since the husband did not speak out clearly how long you have to nurse or how long you have to work for his father, loychaven el lavocha. The husband only wanted to gain on the deal. So that means kol yomim shut sarach, only the days that he needs it. But now if the father dies or the kid dies, he doesn't need it anymore. So of course the get is a good get. But what's going to be if the husband speaks out clearly and says, let's say the husband spoke out clearly, I'm giving you the get only if you work for my father for 2 years. I'm saying clearly, I'm only giving you a get if you nurse my kid until he's 2 years old. Now, then if the kid dies before, or else if the father dies, is Efsha Shetashamshi, or two cases. Either the father dies, or else Oishamab, or else if the father says, Efsha Shetashamshani, I don't want you to work for me. And Shalai Bak Pada, the father does not say it angry, it's not the pshat he's angry at her, it's not her fault. Some, the father doesn't want her to work for her. So in this case, Allah Ruzaina get, the get is no good. But since the husband set a clear condition that the get is only good if you do it for 2 years, so then if anything comes up that you do not do it for 2 years, the get is no good. That's still called the get. And he explains himself. Any ikud, anything that stops her, that's not her fault. It's not because she doesn't want to do it. It's because either the kid died or the father doesn't want, or the father died. So that's not called her fault.
That's also considered a kiyum matnai, and therefore the get is good. That's when Achloikas Tanakam and Shimon Gamliel, even though the husband speaks out clearly 2 years, is the Hakpodah Bedafkin 2 years, or else no, Shimon Gamliel says no, as long as it wasn't her fault, therefore the get would be good. Verse like this, Omi bin kulihai, do we need such a long time, or a minute, I have a question. It says, Shimashto yoynechot, if the wife worked for the father 1 day, if she nursed the child 1 day, harayza get. In other words, in the Rashi and the Mishnah, when the husband did not say a limit, he only said stam. I'm giving you a get. I'm going to ask that you work for my father. I'm going to ask that you nurse my son. He didn't say a time limit. So our Mishnah says it has to be for 2 years or 18 months. Here the Brisa says 1 day is enough. It's a kasha. So my answer is Amrav Chizal Kasha. Hor Rabbon and Hor Shimon Ben Gamliel. It's a machlokes Rabbon and Shimon Ben Gamliel. Masnitzin Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Hamishnah goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Trashi diyom liyel titain domeo. The Mishnah before we had, when the husband said he wants his robe back, and she lost the robe, she's allowed to give money for it. Salma, what do we see? Lahavoch and lechaven. When the husband wants something, he wants a gain on the deal. For lav dafu koma is hornam lahavoch and lechaven. Here also, he had intentions of gaining on the deal. So how long do you gain on the deal? As long as the kid needs to be nursed. So the husband did not mean 1 day. He meant the 18 months or the 2 years. That's Tranal Mishnah, that Minastam, when the husband says, Amanas, you should nurse my son, he means as long as the kid could be nursed. And I'll tell you, Obraisa Rabbonim, the Braisa goes according to Rabbonim, as she says, the Yamri, it's Lisa Dafka, that the husband wanted only his robe back. So achinami shimush v'narka dafka v'yamnechatzagi. It's not the pshat stam the husband wanted to gain on the deal. He was matve that he wants his wife to do this. So what does he want her to do? To nurse the child or to be mishamish his father. So then the Braisa says that she does it even 1 day. That's also called a kiyum matnai. So Mara says no. Hamidis sefer of Shimon ben Gamliel. Hevei, since the end of our Mishnah of Shimon ben Gamliel, Mechlau the Reisha Lav of Shimon ben Gamliel. So it should come out the Reisha, the Mishnah of Shimon ben Gamliel. So you can't say Pshanah the Mishnah, those are called Shimon ben Gamliel. El the Gemara says just the opposite. I'll tell you, Breis of Shimon ben Gamliel, the Mekel, but tonight. That the Breis that goes according to Shimon ben Gamliel, he's Mekel. He says, like by Eitzelisa, when the husband wanted back his robe, and she lost it, that you can go to Kula and she can pay the money for it. So Mechel Svar here also. If the husband said stam to nurse, 1 day is enough. And Masnis in our Mishnah says no, you need 2 years. That's Rabbanan that goes according to the Rabbanan before, that they're Makbid. And they say when the husband said he wants back his robe, if she lost the robe, nothing doing, the get would not be good. So you see, the Rabbanan is more Makbid by Tanoim. Rabbanan sounds like this. Rabbanan loy kashin is no stira. Kan vistam kan b'meforish. Our Mishnah is talking about. So Rashi says, "Masnisim diyom ashtei shonim tiniki v'stam." Obraishim v'mafarashi amechad. Our Mishnah, when the husband says stam to nurse his son, he meant stam as long as he can nurse for 2 years. And the Braisa says 1 day. When the husband spoke out, 1 day is enough. That's the terrors. Ravashi yomar kol stam namiki v'mafarashi amechadami. Rashi says no. So Rashi says that the Braisa also goes when the husband says stam. And even though he says stam, 1 day is enough. I watch on our Mishnah then. What does our Mishnah say? You need 2 years. So Susi Aravashi later answers our Mishnah. The whole point of the Braisa holds that minastam, even 1 day is enough. So now we learn like this. Kamim in Ikosai. How long does she have to nurse? Shtei shonim. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yudu Aima Shnei Shmoina Osa Chodesh. Enough 18 months. So Vishleim alu Rav Anicha, Vishleim according to Rav is very good. That's one stam and one's been mefarish. The Mishnah is talking about stam, so minas stam, that's a machlokes, you need 2 years or 18 months. Elu la Rav Ashi, but according to Rav Ashi, lom li shtei shonim, lom li shmoy nasa chodesh, b'yei nechet tzagi. According to you, Rav Ashi, you're telling me even minas stam, when the husband just speaks out a condition, I'm minas that you nurse, 1 day is enough. So why does our Mishnah say that you need 2 years or 18 months? Why should you need it for? So my answer is like this, Hochikomer. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Yoy mechod mishtei shonim. It has to be 1 day of nursing during the first 2 years. lafuke liyachash teishon deloy. That's what Mish'al Mishta means. That if she waits until the baby is already 2 years old, and then she nurses, that's not called the Ki Matanai. The Ki Matanai has to be that she has to nurse, true, only one day, but during the time that they need her to nurse. Yoy nechod mishmoyna osa chodesh. Lafuke liyachash mishmoyna osa chodesh deloy. True, the Mishnah could be one day alone is enough, like Ravashi. Minastam, one day is enough. That's what the Mishnah says, 18 months, it just means nursing is necessary during the first 18 months. So if she does it one day of those 18 months, is good. But if she waits till after the 18 months, then the nursing is not called nursing. There's no ki matanai, the get will not be good. Next, we have a kash like this. It says, Harei ze gitcha, the husband says to his wife, here's a get. Almanashe to Shamshi es Abba, that you should work for my father. Shtei Shonim, he speaks out clearly 2 years. Rels Almanashe to Niki es Vini. Shtei Shonim, he speaks out clearly, I'm not that you should nurse my son for 2 years. So it says the Mishnah Mesa Ben, if the son dies, Oy Shoma, or else if the father says, Eef Sheshet Shamshaini, Shalei Biak Pedom, the father says, I don't want you to work for me. And not because he got angry, it's not her fault. Stam, the father does not want her to work. Is then a get? The Mishnah says then a get is no good, because since the husband said clearly 2 years, he means medavka 2 years, and anything less than that is not called the Ki Matanai. So this Shleim al-Rava,